I love when rock stars stop into Woman of the Week, and here she is, Jade Starling from Pretty Poison.
Yay!
Still rocking after all these years. Like, in the 80s, I danced to your music the whole decade, basically.
It's amazing how the longevity of the popularity of those songs and then, you know, the acceptance of my new stuff. It's been amazing.
And of course, the 80s just live on.
That was such a fun decade. And, you know, looking back, it really was such a more pure time and people just were happy and full of joy and things were just a big party.
There's not enough concerts in malls. That's the one thing I really miss from the 80s.
Like, oh my God, I used to do those with Tiffany.
I know you did. I remember you guys doing those.
And I still do shows with her occasionally. So, you know, it's like a blast from the past all the way around.
But Jade Starling's got a lot going on, folks. That's why we wanted to share some details with you. At 12 p.m. on Mother's Day, you will see on CBS3 a fabulous Cherry Blossom Festival parade that you got to be a part of down in our nation's capital.
It was so amazing. It's so prestigious to be a part of the Cherry Blossom Festival parade. And I rode in this beautiful horse and carriage. I felt like Cinderella, and 500,000 people in the streets were screaming. It's like, talk about feeling like a rock star. I can't even describe it. It was so awesome.
It's like Belle of the Ball.
I really felt that way.
And were you performing on the carriage?
I did. I actually performed a minute and a half. Things move very quickly in parade land, but I did get a chance to perform a minute and a half of Catch Me I'm Falling. So definitely tune in on May 10th, Mother's Day, 12 noon, CBS 10 for the Cherry Blossom Festival Parade. And you know what's nice? It's playing in over 200 cities across the nation in the next 2 months. It'll play, actually keep repeating until the end of June. So
now a lot of people always say, you know, Jade Starling, what's she up to? What's she up to? What you don't know, folks, is Jade Starling is making music all the time, nonstop. You probably wake up in the middle of the night and write songs, don't you?
All night long. I don't even wake up. I'm just up. I am up 24/7. I am a living, breathing vampire.
But you've got a couple hits in clubs right now.
Absolutely. My album, Captive, which is available on iTunes, it came out about 6 months ago, has already spawned 2 top 20 Billboard dance hits, and my new single, Better and Better, drops Monday, May 4th.
Let's hear a little snippet of Better and Better.
Perfect timing. May the 4th be with you. And
you've just went from the Belle of the Ball to Princess Leia. I love that about you.
I am so excited. It's such a great time for music. And my album has been critically acclaimed. So please, people, pick up my Captive album. It is my solo album. But don't get it wrong. I'm still with Pretty Poison. It's Pretty Poison featuring Jade Starling. But once in a while, Jade gets to do her solo thing.
New single is Better and Better, not unlike yourself. How do you keep on rocking, my girlfriend?
Oh, you know what? I just have so much passion for what I do. I mean, the music just, I live it, breathe it. It is my obsession.
And Catch Me I'm Falling is one of those songs that it'll randomly pop up. I mean, I know it's not random for you because you're part of the deal and, you know, you get to make a few bucks every time that pops up somewhere, which is a beautiful thing. But we'll be watching a television show and all of a sudden you'll hear Catch Me I'm Falling or a movie. The way that song still impacts is pretty extraordinary.
You know, we've been very lucky that the song has been licensed to several movies and television shows. It was on the last season of Breaking Bad. It was featured in Ridiculousness on MTV. Just many, many movies. And, you know, we're actually in the works with a commercial. So keep your fingers crossed. I mean, it's just one of those songs that, you know, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. It's just amazing. Who would have thought?
Oh, it's such a catchy pop song from the 80s. What, Jade, from that decade, what were you listening to get some inspiration?
You know, I listened to a lot of things. You know, first and foremost, I listened to a lot of rock. And, you know, I grew up listening to Fleetwood Mac and Debbie Harry and, you know, Patti Smith. And I was so inspired by these powerful women like Stevie Nicks. I mean, when I was a little girl, I was obsessed with Stevie Nicks. I wanted to be her. So it's just so amazing how things have evolved. And now women are really in the forefront of music.
Oh yeah, you look at Gaga and Pink and Katy Perry.
So amazing.
Kelly Clarkson, they're all extraordinary. But, you know, I'm wondering, what do you dig now? Like if you're not listening to, you know, stuff from back in the day, what are there some current?
I listen to a lot of EDM, which is electronic dance music. And that's what we basically got popular doing. And now it has its own genre. So actually, one of the mixes is by a DJ remixer named Stonebridge. And he has a show on Saturday nights.
That's
called
awesome.
Epic Mix. He's been playing the song every week in his show.
And dance music, a lot of people don't realize, is so huge in Europe, too.
It's huge, and now it's even...
It's
finally, the
now.
Wave has come here,
yeah.
Finally. And we're actually getting play on the radio now. So
very cool.
I'm just so excited. I can't express it. And I just love my fans so much. And if they want to catch up and see what I'm doing, come to my website, jadestarling.com. Follow me on Twitter at jadestarling, Instagram at jadestarling, and follow me on Facebook, my friends, Jade Starling.
Your fans love you on Facebook. I always see the likes and the love.
And I love them, too. And I answer all my messages personally.
That's really
and
cool.
I really don't like that stuff where you're perpetrating and someone else is answering your emails and
now
your
you
messages.
Keep it real.
I really do. You know, I
really love that about you.
Well, I love that about you, Miss Marilyn Russell. I've known you for a long time.
Long time.
You never change. You get more beautiful every time I see you. You know that?
How did you get to perform at the National Cherry Blossom Festival in D.C.? How did that happen?
We actually had performed on the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade a couple years ago. Same producers that do that parade, they contacted us. And they said, you know, we loved having you on the parade. Would you consider being in our cherry blossom parade? Yeah, I'll consider it. In a heartbeat, I'm there. And
it's like Michelle Obama is up and dancing to your song. That's it doesn't get any better than
I mean, I know. And the kids, you know, Sasha Malia were out on the lawn. And no, they really weren't. Actually, I think the president was down in Panama the weekend of the parade. But
oh, well, he'll be watching it this Sunday on CBS.
I'm sure. I am so sure. It was just so great to see everyone being polite. Afterwards, we took a tour of the city. We went to everywhere you could possibly think of, the Washington Monument, the White House, everywhere.
All the museums.
All those amazing museums and the War Memorial. We're so lucky to have this type of heritage and beauty.
Yeah, it's just a train ride away, D.C., and Jade Starling got herself down there, and it's Pretty Poison with featuring Jade Starling. There's the new CD is called Captive, and there's a new single coming out just in a couple of days, Better and Better, and you are getting better and better, my girlfriend. It's always great to see you.
Always a pleasure, my dear. I love you so much.